Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're mine.
All together,
here I am.
Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am.
Worship in spirit and in truth. Thank you for the privilege of worshiping in your presence. Thank you for the privilege of your visitation. Thank you for light. Thank you for life. Thank you for the love of God. Thank you for your glory. We bless and worship you, O Father of light, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. We bless you, Father. We worship you, Jesus, Son of God, risen King, the true light that lighted every man that cometh into the world. In you is life, and the life is the light of men. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Spirit of God, Spirit of glory, the same Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead. The Lord is that Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you. We worship you, Holy Spirit. We bless you, Triune Deity, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, and precious Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we thank you for the privilege to enter into your word at this time. The entrance of your word gives light and gives understanding to the simple. I come under the covering of the apostolic and prophetic anointings of our fathers, Pastor Olubi, Mommy Sarah, under the covering of the apostolic and prophetic fathers of the church age, and under you, the Almighty God, God the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the privilege that we have to minister your word at this time. That, Lord, you grant us the grace to minister the word of God with power, with accuracy, with clarity, with simplicity, and with the love and comfort of the Holy Spirit. Pray that a clear channel be created and maintained in the heavenlies, through which more than enough of the life and power of God flows to break yokes, to heal bodies, to meet needs, to dissolve doubts, solve riddles in the hearts of men. Bring glory to the name of Jesus and blessings to the sons of men. Let the word of God have a free course in our hearts, and let the word of God be glorified. Father, we are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy against effectual delivery and receiving of the word. And so in unity with my brethren, and under the covering of our fathers, and under the authority and the lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ, we come against every foul spirit of distraction, intimidation, offense, mind wandering, fear, unbelief, and such like spirit of weariness, weakness, and infirmity, including human spirits in alliance with the devil, or such contrary foul spirit. We cast you out, destroy your works, resist and bind you, break your hold over our hearts, bodies, and circumstances in Jesus' name. We lose the angels of God and the seven spirits of God to go fulfill the air. Enforce and execute God's perfect will concerning our administration this evening in Jesus' name. And for the rest of the service, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, because you answer our prayers. Do more than what we ask, more than what we think, according to your power that is at work within us. For we pray in Jesus' name. Yeah. Let's give the Lord a super hand clap.
All together, 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 all
clap. That's not a super hand clap for the Lord. Amen. Thank you for coming. We're going straight into the word. And we'll trust God to redeem the time. Amen. Let our hearts and our minds be here. Amen. Yeah, welcome to Zion City Fellowship, campus outreach arm of Scripture Pastor Christian Center, pastored by Pastor Luby Johnson and Mommy Sarah Johnson. Let's give our parents a hand. Let's acknowledge them and appreciate them for their love. We thank God for their lives and for the strength that they have given us. They're okay. That's okay there. Okay, that's okay. First, yeah. Praise the Lord. So, thank you, Enfield. Let's go into the word. The message this evening is titled Bride of Christ. It's titled what? The Bride of Christ. Some of us have heard this message like twice already. Praise the Lord. And we'll hear it for many more times to come. Praise the Lord. The Bride of Christ. Amen. God manages. What did I say? God, He manages. But He wants the best. Praise the Lord. God manages. But He wants the best. Amen. And there will come a time He won't manage again. Praise the Lord. Particularly when we come into the season of the best. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, you can eat mango that is not very big. It's probably first ripe. They plucked it before time and go. But in the season of mango, you want to eat the best. Praise the Lord. You want to eat the best. So God manages. That managing is, that's His compassion. Amen. And His love. But God wants the best. So the mistake many times is that because God manages, we also want to continue to manage and don't want to be the best. Amen. But God manages so as to give you time and the grace and the equipment and the divine ability for you to be the best. Praise the Lord. So don't ever think sometimes only our parents who wants the best. Or only one teacher wants the best. Or only one coach wants the best. God also wants the best. Praise the Lord. He's enduring. He's patient. He's kind. But don't misinterpret that to think that God doesn't want the best. Amen. He created all things for His pleasure. Amen. You know, we sing that song. That worthy, O Lord, to receive all glory, and for I have created all things for Thy pleasure. Amen. So the best cannot serve Satan. And then the kwekwe come and serve God. God created all things. Amen. Praise the Lord. So you are going to see that in the church. The best musicians, the best scientists, okay? The best artists, the best debaters, they are going to be in the church. Because at the end of the day, the best must show from the church. Praise the Lord. And who makes a man the best, if not for God? Praise the Lord. So, we see in scriptures many scenarios, similitudes that tells you the things God wants. Matthew chapter 3, verse 12. Matthew chapter 3, verse 12. This is harvest time. Whose fan? It's like in those days, it's a local instrument. You have wheat and you have chaff. So now we are going to use an electric blower. But in those days, they use a fan. Whose fan is in his hand? And he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Praise the Lord. That's his aim. So when you look at God's harvest, it's pure wheat. Amen. Not that you, it's not mixed with chaff. Pure wheat. You know, maybe when some people are learning the trade of selling beans, then they'll now tell them there are 8 drums of beans and 2 drums of fine stones. So we'll now mix evenly those 2 drums of fine stones into the 8 drums of beans. Then we'll now have 10 drums of beans that we'll sell in the market. But God said, he will thoroughly purge his floor. So it will blow the chaff away. Praise the Lord. And gather only wheat. Amen. Let's personalize it. In your life, God will thoroughly purge your life. And purge all the chaff away. So that your life will be solid wheat. Praise the Lord. That's where it's going. So when I have some chaff that I'm petting, some chaff that I cannot let go, some chaff that I secretly love, God is coming. His fan is coming. Amen. Why? Like Paul said, because he loves you not. No, because he loves you. Amen. God will thoroughly purge his floor so that the chaff can go away and he will gather the wheat. We are just looking at scenario. I'll read you a scripture. Before I read the scripture, let me describe what the scripture is saying. Wheat. We've just used wheat. Okay, let's use Gary. Because let's domesticate what we believe. Let's use Gary. He just made the Gary out of cassava. And then a lot of strand of the cassava is still present in the, let's call it this now, Gary flour. But a lot of strands. So what you do is to get the sieve. Isn't it? The sieve. I say, you now sieve it, and then you get a final level of Gary, and then all those strands of cassava, you throw it away. So it's better than the previous one. Praise the Lord. But is it the best? Okay, let's go and get another sieve with a smaller hole than the first sieve. Then you sieve it again. And then what you thought was fine, you now get another. Then you now go for another smaller sieve. But because that sieve is so small, for you to actually pass it through, you increase the shaking power. So with that shaking power, you have a fine. And then when you go to the market, they will say, how much is Gary? You say, which one do you want? Say, this one is 25 naira per Congo. This one is 40 naira per Congo. But this one is 70 last. Is the sieve that went through them that is determining the quality and the price. Amen. And God does that. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah 48. God has sieved many of us before. We've gone through some experiences in life and we came out better. Praise the Lord. Look like, this, what is happening? God, what have I done? Like my friend will always say, when the shaking, hey, how long can you move to she? But when you come through it, you look back and you have an experience of, when problem come again, God will do it. Your faith threshold is now higher. Praise the Lord. You are a final wheat. But it took a shaking. Amen. Jeremiah 48, verse 11. Moab, read it. Moab has been at ease from his youth. Father prays for me. Father provides the money. Father solves all my problem. Mommy intervenes in everything. A time will come, you have to start doing some things yourself. Praise the Lord. Moab is not an old man, but from his youth, they've been doing everything for him. He has had no problems, nothing. Moab has been at ease from his youth. He's now an old man. And he had settled on his lease. You know, they say, when you want to describe ant that is living inside sugar, no exercise, is overweight, he has no sense, he can't endure persecution, because sugar is his food and he lives inside the sugar. That's what they are saying here. He has settled on his lease and had not been emptied. I can't hear you. Been emptied from vessel to, that's sieve to sieve. He hasn't gone from sieve to sieve. He has stayed at the original cocoa gari. He has not been emptied from vessel to vessel. Neither has he gone into captivity. So you see, captivity is not really a bad thing. Moab has been at ease. He has not been chained from vessel to vessel. He has never gone into captivity before. Praise the Lord. Therefore, his taste remained in him. The same level of faith, the same level of belief. God is a good God. He can do no harm. He loves me. Everything is well. That same taste, he has not changed. The same taste has been with him. Therefore, his taste remained in him. And his scent is not changed. Amen. Do you know that scent? Flesh. It doesn't smell spirit. You only smell flesh. That's what you can smell from Moab. That scent has not changed. And God loves Moab. So what did God do? Verse 12. Therefore, behold, the days come, said the Lord, I will send unto him wanderers. Amen. He has stayed at his lease for too long. So thus said the Lord, the days are coming, I will send him wanderers that shall cause him to wander and shall empty his vessels and break his bottles. Praise the Lord. That's the love of God. Amen. Everyone shall face it. You know, you can enjoy some benefits. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he had his benefits. He was born sinless. Amen. That's the truth. But he was tempted in every way as we are, yet without sin. He said, he was tempted just like we are, but we were born in sin. Good. Then he was tempted of the devil, went to the cross and went to hell for your sake. So everybody will have his own, let's call it advantage. But the time comes, you face your own music. Amen. It's good. Advantage is good. Praise the Lord. Your father is a pastor, is the general overseer. His prayers, whether anybody likes or not, will cover for you for many years. Amen. If the devil wants to come against you, angels will say, you cannot touch this one. Amen. But a time comes, you will pray for yourself. Amen. That prayer of your father, uncle, will not be able to hold. God will say, enough is enough. It's time for you to wander. Amen. And to be emptied from vessel. So everybody, one way or the other, we have our advantage. Amen. But a time comes, like we say in colloquial English, you will answer your father's name. First is your father's name. Then later you answer your own name. Praise the Lord. When someone calls my name now, when they used to call it when I was young, they would say, why are you calling my father's name like that? But that same name now is my name. Praise the Lord. When you call it now, I don't think of my father. I think of myself. Because now I bear the name. Amen. So, Moab, the time comes, you bear it. Amen. Verse, God always has a way for everybody. So that you are not like Moab. You are not at least settled at your lease. You move higher. Amen. You move better. Praise the Lord. Ephesians 5, 26 to 27. Before I forget, what's the title of our message? Bride of Christ. Ephesians 5, 26. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any sort of thing. Go back to the previous verse. Praise the Lord. You know, just like the symbol of emptying from vessel to vessel, this one is washing. Praise the Lord. And like Pastor said in one of the weekly sermons, apart from washing, God also scrubs. Amen. The word of God does that. It washes, but there are sometimes it scrubs. Amen. Okay? If you are doubting in your mind, you know the word of God is described as milk. Amen. Let us receive the word, the sincere milk of the word of God. Amen. But later he calls the same word strong meat. Amen. So milk doesn't need teeth. It doesn't do what? Doesn't need teeth to take it. But strong meat, not meat though, strong meat needs teeth. That's why I say washing. That sometimes it's just washing, then later it's scrubbing. Amen. By the word of God. By the word of God. First the milk, then the strong meat. Praise the Lord. So, but what does God want? He wants a glorious church. You know, we say by saying God always wants the best. He manages, but he wants the best. Praise the Lord. We are going to the bride of Christ, so we are gradually building it. He wants a glorious church. Okay? He accommodates us in our faults, in our weaknesses, but he's working towards a glorious church without spot, wrinkle, any sort of thing, by the washing of the water by the word. Praise the Lord. The bride of Christ is not the body of Christ. Okay, so let's start coming home. The bride of Christ is not the body of Christ. Like Pastor Louis said many years ago when he was preaching messages, like people say, stop this, stop this. You are trying to divide the body. You are trying to divide the body. Which one is the bride of Christ is not the body of Christ and everything? We are the same. No. Pastor always says this statement, I did not write the Bible. We are the same house. Yes. But we are not the same. Because it's the same house, but there's the outer court. There's the holy place. And there's the holiest of all. But it's the same temple. Outer court and holiest of all, they are the same. Ah, no. Don't be dishonest. They are not the same. They are not the same. One accommodates noise, filthiness, water, fire, everything. You see that in the outer court. But holiest of all, only one person enters once a year and they prepare him. And then you say they are the same. They are not the same. But it's the same house. Praise the Lord. The bride of Christ is not the body of Christ. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 5. Hebrews 10, 5. Hebrews 10, 5. Wherefore, please read. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. Praise the Lord. That's the body of Christ. All of us. God prepared it for us. Just get born again, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you're a member of the body. Amen. It has been prepared. Amen. That's the body. Let's look at the bride. Revelation. Revelation 19:17. Revelation 19:17. And I saw 19:17. No. I get my scriptures. Just give me a second. Okay, just a minute, I'm almost there. Nineteen seven, not 17. Praise the Lord. Let us be glad and rejoice. Or let us rejoice and be glad. Isn't that it? That's how the song goes, isn't it? And give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife or his bride has made herself ready. The body was prepared. The bride made herself ready. Praise the Lord. The body was prepared. But the bride prepared herself. Praise the Lord. The bride prepared herself. Pastor always says, heaven is a gift, but manifestation of the glory is a reward. Amen. That's almost the same thing. The body was prepared, but the bride prepared herself. Praise the Lord. Many of you, you have been prepared by birth, by your parents bringing you to church, and by an encounter with Jesus. But you need to prepare yourself. Praise the Lord. We prepare you to go to school, but you prepare for the exam yourself. You write the exam yourself, isn't it? There's a place daddy and mommy has to stop. And it just has to be you. Amen. Write the exam yourself. I know in Nigeria now, daddy and mommy are ready to follow us into the jam exam hall and write the exam for us if they could. Praise the Lord. The bride prepared herself. Amen. So, and that's the encouragement God is giving us, that we have a start. God loves us. God manages. Amen. But God wants the best. Amen. Because when it comes to the bride of Christ, God will manage. Amen. God will not manage. So the body, fine. Holy, outer court, holy place, holiest of all. Outer court, God manages, he condones. Holy place, there's something. But holiest of all, everything must be done perfectly. Praise the Lord. No, it's done perfectly. So, what's the difference between the bride? God is going to take the bride from the body. God is going to take the bride from the body. Because the bride are the people in the body who prepare themselves. Amen. God manages everything, but he takes the excellence of the bride. Praise the Lord. And the dream of the father of this house, is that we all become members of the bride of Christ. Amen. Paul says that Christ, whom we preach, warning every man, teaching every man with all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. It's actually available for everybody. By the end of the day, God picks the qualified. Amen. Picks the qualified. But it's possible, and that's why we're in this house. Amen. That's why we're in this house. That's why we're listening to the teaching. God encouraging us so that we are part of the bride of Christ. How do we prepare the bride? Like I said, the bride is taken from the body. Amen. How do we prepare the bride? Hebrews chapter 1 verse 9. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 9. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews 1 9. Okay, can we all read? Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellow Jews. That's not there. Just say thy fellows. But that's thy fellow Jews. So he took Christ from the Jews. He took the bride from the body. But the condition, he loved righteousness and hated iniquity. That's how we are going to take the bride from the body. He loved righteousness. Say that loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellow. All the Jews, they are God's people, they are anointed. But the person who loved righteousness and hated iniquity was anointed above his fellows. Praise the Lord. So God took him out from among his fellows. Amen. Hebrews 1:9. You also see it. It's also in Psalms 45. That's scripture. But this is how the bride is being prepared from the body. Praise the Lord. So you love righteousness. I hate iniquity. How do you judge yourself? This thing is wrong. God have mercy on me. I confess my sins. Satan, I bind you. That's hating iniquity. Praise the Lord. They love righteousness. You pray. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering. That's righteousness. You want that character. Clean with the blood. You load with the word. You pray in the spirit. That's righteousness. They hate iniquities to judge yourself. Confess your sins. Bind the devil. Amen. And so, if necessary, sometimes abstain. Praise the Lord. When I was growing up, I remember God, then he said, you love righteousness, but you are missing iniquity. You don't hate it yet. You don't hate it. You love righteousness. There's no doubt about that. You go to church, but you are missing iniquity. You've not graduated to that level of love, righteousness, and hated. Amen. It takes time. And time, God is giving us. He has been giving us. Amen. And he's encouraging us to hasten the time. Amen. Love, righteousness, and hated iniquity. Praise the Lord. Because if you don't define that word hate, many people don't know that they are not there yet. Love, righteousness, missing iniquity. Where do many of us start? Love, righteousness, and love iniquity. Then love, righteousness, and miss iniquity. Then love, righteousness, and hate iniquity. Praise the Lord. He's the one who loved and hated that got the oil of gladness above his fellows. Praise the Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19 to 21. Nevertheless, the foundation of God, read, brethren, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. That love righteousness and hated iniquity. Amen. Therefore, God, thy God, let's consider the scripture. Remember that name and name of God should depart from iniquity. Verse 20. For in a great house, in a great temple, in a great church, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood, of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. Are they in different houses? Same house. Same. You say, but we are all the same thing. No, gold and wood are not the same thing. They are not the same thing. They are vessels of gold, they are vessels of silver, they are vessels of wood and of earth. Some to honor and some to dishonor. It just means some for special uses, some just ordinary. Praise the Lord. Special uses, ordinary. Verse 21. If a man, read, if a man therefore purge himself from these, from things that are dishonorable. Okay? Purge himself from iniquity. He shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. I like that, every good work. Spiritual, material, social, prepared. It's a sample of God. Amen. It's an example. In him God is well pleased. Anything he lays his hands upon shall prosper. So I say, and he was talking about Israel, those who obey him. He said, and I shall call him my firstborn. So everything, all round acceptance. Praise the Lord. But because, what's the secret? Love righteousness, hated iniquity. Say, godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promise of this world and the world to come. Amen. You can actually have it all. It just takes obeying the precepts, principles. Praise the Lord. you can have it all. Okay? So, we are rounding up. We're looking at scriptures that shows us how we can be separate from the body and graduate into the bride. Praise the Lord. Ezekiel chapter, I have a few more scriptures. Chapter 17, verse 22 to 23. This is like the sieve. Remember the sieve? One layer to another layer. This is gradation. Amen. See, there's a place the Bible talked about the, he said in the last days, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be exalted above all the hills. Amen. So, there are hills, but the mountain of the Lord shall be exalted above them. Praise the Lord. There are hills, but the one of the Lord's house, the bride, shall be exalted above. Amen. May we all be exalted above by the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. So, let's look at this scripture. Let me read it from this big screen. Thus said the Lord God, I, who is that? Who is that? I will also take of the highest branch of the high cedar, that's the cedar tree, the highest branch of the high cedar, and will set it. I will crop off, trim off from the top of his young twigs a tender one, and will plant it, that tender one, upon an high mountain and eminent. Wow. So it is a highest branch of the high cedar. Cedar is a very big tree. Praise the Lord. The cedars of Lebanon. So God looks at the highest branch of the high cedar. Then when he now goes to that, he now cuts off a twig. Then that twig, he now trims it and brings out a tender one. God now takes tender one to the highest mountain and eminence to plant it. Praise the Lord. Next verse. It will be on a mountain and eminent. In the mountain of the height, in the mountain of the height of Israel, will I plant it, and it shall bring forth boughs and bear fruit, and be a goodly cedar, and under it shall dwell all fowls of every wing, and the shadow of the branches thereof shall they dwell. Praise the Lord. God wants to show some people as examples. Amen. Not just to the world, even to principalities and powers. God wants to express himself through some human beings, the manifold wisdom of God. Praise the Lord. The manifold wisdom of God. And he's taking his time. Amen. It's a preparation. Everyone is qualified. Everyone can make it. Everyone is called. Praise the Lord. In a vessel, in a great house, there are many vessels. If any man shall purge himself, he will be a vessel unto honor. So, they didn't choose some before time. Amen. So, we are preparing to be the bride. Amen. God wants to pick that bride from the body. But he's challenging the body for some people to be ready. Amen. To be ready. Love righteousness. Hate iniquity. Praise the Lord. Put the word of God in you. Come by the blood of Jesus. Pray in the spirit. Develop the love of God. Hate iniquity. Bind the devil. Cast it out. Repent. Amen. So start to build. Start to build. So, purging yourself of things of dishonor so that you can be a vessel of honor. Praise the Lord. Amen. Psalms 45:13-14. Psalms 45. The king's daughter, verse 13, the king's daughter is all glorious within. That's the spirit man. Praise the Lord. The spirit is life. If Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. Praise the Lord. Being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible seed. The word of God that abideth forever. The king's daughter is all glorious within. That talks of the born again spirit. Amen. And that's where many of us are. But does that make us the king's daughter, the bride? Let's check the completion. The king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is of wrought gold. That's the transition we need to make. So the instrument to make the clothing of wrought gold is the glory that is within. Amen. Because the clothing that we have now is the flesh, having the sin nature. But for this king's daughter, she is all glorious within, and her clothing, it's not just the flesh now, it's raw gold. Gold speaks of divine nature. Amen. So the divine nature was not just within, but the divine nature is now in the mortal flesh. Praise the Lord. It's now in the mortal flesh. That the life also of Christ may be made manifest in our mortal flesh. When you have the divine nature, you know, and lay hands on the sick, they will recover. Praise the Lord. See, the problem with us, we should judge ourselves, is this. Are you dreaming of a life where if you're in school, you will graduate? And you graduate well, first class, second class, or you graduate well. Are you looking for a life that you will do a master's in a very good university? Are you looking forward to a life where you have a very good job, a top HR company, a top petroleum company, are you looking for a life in which after a few years you excel well in the work, you are promoted, and you become a regional manager? Looking forward to a life in which you are well paid. Maybe you even stay in Nigeria, but you have a good company, you are promoted, you are at the top. Maybe as of today's money, you get a salary of about 2.4 million per month. And you have a nice house and co. None of those things is of the devil. But are you dreaming of healing the sick? Raising the dead? Casting out devils? If the only one you are thinking is that one, and you have thrown in this one, then that's Babylonic. Amen. Because that destiny God has for you, it does not exclude all those who I first said. It includes them. But never at the expense of raising the dead, healing the sick, cleansing lepers. As you have received, so you give freely. Preaching the gospel, okay, to the entire world. Giving of your money for the gospel. Those you should never, in case that thing is dull, tell God to help you so you can also constantly be seeing that. Amen. Because that's what, because people don't see that, they don't dream of it, they don't expect it, then they don't push for spiritual growth. But godliness is profitable, having the promise of all that one and also all this one, and then eternity. Amen. So when you enter, everybody is going to die one day, either rapture death or physical death. And when you come, when Stephen died, but when Stephen died and was going, they said, the Lord Jesus stood up. They said, Jesus, he's seated at the right hand. He said, I can see the Son of Man standing. That a saint is coming home. Amen. So, let God help us. Let our vision not be totally enmeshed only in this world. Amen. Praise the Lord. To the glory of God. To the glory of God. No, I. Became a lecturer 25 years ago. And everybody wants to work hard, grow. But I just knew the spiritual was important. So as I worked hard and everything, made sure I didn't neglect the spiritual. May take some waking up in the night to pray. May take just blocking some evening out to read the Bible. Praise the Lord. Separate the time to come to church. Yeah, it's maybe my free time suffered because maybe on Saturdays, maybe after Gideon prayers, I'm back to the office. Work hard. Sunday after church, after maybe resting in the evening, go to work or maybe come for prayers. After praying for a while, go back to work. But to the glory of God, people I met there, I got promoted ahead of them. And people come for spiritual counsel. They come for prayers. And they also come for research help. There's no loser with God. Praise the Lord. Bible says something. It says that we may walk worthy of God unto all pleasing and be fruitful in every good work. Praise the Lord. Prepare for it. Because you see, every man can only dream of the best that he can dream of. God knows something greater. So you are dreaming of this, that. Many times, I look back now, I looked at some of those things I used to dream about when I was 15, 17. If God can do this, those things were, looking back now at 50, they were too small. But they were the best I could dream of then. They were too small. You are too small. So commit your life into God's hands. God has dreams that you can't dream of. You can't dream of. As great as Joseph's dream was, if you go and read it very in the Bible, at the end of it, God did more than that dream. As great as that dream was, God did more than that dream. So don't let us give our lives away. Like Esau for a pot of porridge. The glory of God is more important than our sorrow. But it's good to dream. It's good to have that picture. When you have that picture, then you pursue. Amen. You pursue. You know your life is not only about this. Is all of this. And God will even take you greater than you dream of. So don't neglect God. We're talking of bride of Christ. Enlist. Praise the Lord. He's going to take the bride from the body. A body of that prepared me. But the bride has made herself ready. She prepared herself. Amen. So dream. Dream of being in God's first class army. That you are going to contribute to missions. You are going to go to the mission field. You are going to demonstrate, used by God mightily for miracles, signs and wonders. God will give his angels charge over you and they will keep you in all your ways. You did drink deadly things and nothing shall by any means hurt you. It will be a blessing to humanity. But God wants the vessel clean. Amen. So gold within, but the clothing is of wrought gold. So the divine nature is also in the flesh. And then God can use you. Praise the Lord. Because all this your love prayer that you do over time has made you humble. Amen. Makes you learn to give glory to God. I'm rounding up. Pastor said something, and that's what I'll round up with. In the Old Testament, the vessels in the temple, in the holy place and the holiest of all, when you enter and see them, they were pure gold. The altar of incense. Pure gold. The ark. Pure gold. But originally, they were not pure gold. They were wood. They were what? They first did a wood carving of them. Then they now got gold and beat the gold into them. Beat it, 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 and beat it, and beat it until gold entered to wood and gold completely covered. And the only thing we see now is gold. Bind the devil, bind the devil, bind the devil. Confess, confess, confess. Bind the devil. You are beating that thing into you. Love, joy, peace. Beating it into you. Beating it. Beating it. Beating it. A time will now come. The only thing they just see is love. Always joyful. Ah, did you hear something? I said, it is well. God will take one. Ah, I know. You just calm. You just have that sense. God will do it. It took time. Oh. Beat it. Beat it. Beat it. Beat it. Beat it. Well, I'm going to mention three things. We'll say it together. Number one, say consistency. Say consistency. Write it down. Consistency. Keep on. All this love, joy, peace. We've been doing it for years. Continue. Keep doing it well. Don't do it grudgingly. Consistency. Praise the Lord. Number two, diligence. Diligence. So not only are you doing it consistently, but diligently. You do it knowing what you are doing. You are awake doing it. You do it by faith. That's diligence. The first one is what? Second one. The third one. Depend on mercy. Because if it's not mercy, we all give up. We'll have beat it, beat it, beat it, and later say, oh, all the shoulders are paining you. I'm not beating anything again. Everybody's going to face that experience. All your shoulder will just be paining, your back paining, you'll not beat anything again. It's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God has showed mercy. So with mercy, you will finish it. Praise the Lord. So the truth at the end of the day, when they say, ah, pure go, and ah, mercy, you really mean it. It was mercy. Because mercy shows itself up in different ways. It gives divine abilities. It causes help to come. Praise the Lord. It just supernaturally changes the game. Nobody knows how God's mercy card will be played. It's a joker. Praise the Lord. So lean on mercy. Consistent? Yes. Diligent? Yes. But in the consistency and the diligence, be leaning on mercy. Praise the Lord. So that the gold can enter into the wood. Amen. The wood is our earthly nature and our infirmity. The gold is God's divine nature. So they just see gold, but it's wood. But it's gold. Praise the Lord. Amen. Just to be close to you is where I long to be. I have now hide myself inside your heart and find my destiny every step we take. It's one less step we'll need.
Hide us in your presence.
Hide us in your presence.
close to you. Ooh, hide us in your presence, close to you.
Raise up, just to be close to you.
Just to be close.
Thank you. It's where I long to be.
It's where I long to be.
I now hide myself.
Hide myself inside your heart.
To find.
To find my destiny. Every step I take.
It's one less step I need.
It's one less step I need.
Hide me in your presence.
Hide me in your presence.
Close to you.
Close to you.
Hide me in your presence.
Hide me in your presence. Close to you.
One more time, just to be close to you. Mean it.
Just to be close.
Sing it as a prayer. My God.
I now hide myself inside your heart. I find my destiny. Every step I take is one less step of me.
Hide me.
I live in your presence.
Chest and one hand to God. Say, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father. I'm not hearing you. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I thank you for your word. The entrance of your word gives light and gives understanding to the simple. I humble myself before you, God. Say, help me. Help me. Have mercy on me in the areas that I've been weak. In the areas that have been laid back, in the areas that I'm not doing well, strengthen me in those things that I'm doing well. Help me to excel in them. Help me to excel in all things that you expect of me. Give me the grace to be consistent. Give me the grace to be diligent. Give me the grace to have faith in your mercies. Help me to use the blood of Jesus to read and stay and meditate on the word of God. Help me to pray diligently in the spirit, having a mindset to conform to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ and be a vessel for the glory of God. That in this world, I will excel in all things that I lay my hands on, and I will excel mightily in the kingdom. So that I can walk worthy of God unto all pleasing, be fruitful in every good work, and become more conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Maribaka kotosaka brabebos. Maribaka kede brebebe sandakaye. Garabaske, pray with strength. Pray to minutes that you want to change. Rabba, that God should help you. Merebeke to koribaka ka produskari mareba tete telelele rede be posante ke yede mareba to sandala rigede beke se predo do skaye mareba ka sende rigede beke ke brebeke ske tegere merebeke so peke toros merebeke so predo do shagada shagade brebeke sko brebo tete tele merebe so tege brebeke si merebeke se prebe sto panka sende geria ringe de brebeke storia. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Let's give the Lord a super hand clap.